W4 DJW.
Dave, how are you doing today?
Well, I suspect I'm doing like a lot of other people. Sheltering in place. How about you? What you up to?
Bringing car.
You going stir crazy yet?
No, I'm a loner anyway. I'll accept for LBO. It's right on my bumper right now.
Yeah, I see developer t-shirts out there that's saying that they were practicing social distancing long before social distancing was cool.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you and yours and everybody you know is in good shape. I hope nobody's come down with this crud.
I don't know anybody personally that has come down with it. I know at the place I work, 17 people, but they could be anywhere on planet Earth. I don't know what country they are in, but it's a fairly large organization, and they've got 17 cases, and I don't know any of them.
Today would have been a wonderful day to be on the lake, too. A little overcast, the fish would have been biting, nice and warm, a little bit of breeze. Man, I shouldn't have picked a day to go pick up pool supplies and go harass Sharon at her work.
I don't understand that. You can't go fishing portion of that. You're out there on a boat all by yourself. I guess they're thinking people throw fishing parties or something like that. Is that the reason they did that?
Nothing about that. All I know is we're still good to go fishing, so I just didn't go today because I had to go pick up pool supplies, and then I went by to harass K&4 LBO at her workplace.
I guess she's an essential. I guess at 5 o'clock, which is in, 45 minutes from now, we're not supposed to be doing anything unless we've got a purpose.
I do anything unless I've got a purpose.
A purpose that's on the list.
I'll be a little bit more clear.
Well, I had no issue staying at home for weeks and months on end until they told me I couldn't go. And now it's like, well, wait a minute. If I don't think about it, it's not an issue. It's only an issue if you think about it.
True. Yeah, I'm the same way. I normally stay at home, but don't like to be told that's where I have to stay.
So are you hamming it up any more now than you were before?
Yesterday. And I worked on and off day before yesterday in the morning and in the afternoon. I got a couple of contacts, one or two new countries, but nothing pressing. I'm enjoying actually getting out a little bit better now that I raised my antenna up.
How high is your antenna now?
See, I still haven't raised the other end. So right now she's probably sitting right about 52 feet.
Oh, that's a really good height. You should be making lots of contacts at 52 feet.
About 68 whenever I reshoot the other end to get it pulled up back up where it's supposed to be. But the storms that came through last year snapped the tops out of both trees that it anchors on, and it dropped it. It dropped the whole thing about 15 to 20 feet.
I had that happen to the Superloop. It was up there. This was the time before the time that it broke, and it was up there really good. It was at the very top of two really tall trees, and then a really bad storm came through, and it broke about 15 feet out of the top of that tree. The antenna held up, but the tree, yeah, that one limb that shot straight up out of the top of the tree, it gave it up. I was putting too much of a load on it. And then, I guess when the wind's blowing and both trees sway in the same direction, that's fine. But if one tree sways and the other one springs back, something's got to give.
I reshot the line for the upper end. I hadn't dropped the antenna down yet, so I shot the line and then lowered the antenna down and tied it off and pulled it up. And I got pretty good tension on that thing, and I had the center block on it and was going to go ahead and put the anchor. Where I had a little bit of counterweight working there. And I asked K&4 LBO to hold it grabbed a hold of it. That wasn't too good a thing. You ever seen a munchkin bobbing around in the air yelling?
We did that when we were putting Mike's horizontal loop up. He put a really huge loop up, W5MFC, Mike. He put one up that was really, really big. I don't know, like a quarter of a mile across the diameter of the circle. And when you would hold on to the end of it and the trees would move, it'd pull your feet up off the ground.
But she looked like a little garden gnome, feet dangling. I'm like, uh-oh. The good thing the other end of the rope was anchored.
So what kind of a radio are you using on that antenna?
I'm using the Yaesu ST990.
Are you liking it?
I mean, for an older radio and for something that weighs about 40 pounds, it does great. I just found out, I took it one time to, I don't remember if it was to the beach or my parents, to put up a temporary antenna. I found out real quick I didn't want to be toting that thing around with me. But, yeah, it does a really, really good job, like I said, for an older radio.
I just pulled it up on Google Pictures and looking at it. That's sharp-looking radio, too. Those, they did a really good job on the design on the front of those years ago.
My first and only HF radio, and I've had it for 3 years, and probably only had probably was actually only on air maybe a year and a half of that, and with a 80 meter Carolina Windham for antenna running barefoot, I still haven't ever hooked my amplifier up, and no tuner. And I've got right off the top of my head, I think it's something like 1900 contacts and 96 countries running barefoot off of that that combination. So I can't say anything bad about it.
How are you getting away without a tuner?
Built that 80 meter Carolina Windham.
Okay, that's a good answer. It's hard to find. I don't know. I find myself moving all over the bands, and even trying to tune where it's marginally tunable. So, without that, I guess do you ever just not go somewhere because it's too far out?
Believe it or not, that was my first antenna I'd ever built, and I put it together looking at about four different people's designs and the way they did their balun and the way they did everything else, and just kind of combined it to come up with what I wanted to and put it up, and I was extremely shocked because I can talk all the way across 10, 15, 17, 20, I'm good on 30, all the way across 40, all the way across 80, and the only thing I have any portions I have to worry about is on 160. But, you know, pushing 100 watts, that 80 meters is very inefficient. I'm probably only getting out maybe 30 to 40 watts out of that 100. So, but I have made contacts on 160, and that's all with just the automatic tuner built into the radio.
W4DJW. Well, that's good. 80 meters, too, is kind of long. That's probably helping you out. But even then, getting the combination of all of those plus 30 meters. 30 meters is kind of rough to get sometimes. I found out on most antennas, if I can get them as broad as I can get them on all the other bands, 30 is the one that suffers the most. But if you can do it, that's great.
The main reason why I haven't really elected for another antenna, I do want to put up a horizontal loop sometime. There's a couple other antennas I want to put up. I actually have an 8 antenna switch, remote switch, so that when I actually start doing it, I don't have to bring all the feed lines back into the house. But I've been so pleased with that antenna that there's nothing I can say bad about it except for my gaudy attempts at anchoring the ends. But hey, but operationally it works great. KZ4M Mobile.
I think that horizontal loop's a good selection too is really good. When that one we set up for Mike, when he had a Flex 5000. This was like 10 years ago. And I had one of those too, and it had the waterfall. And I was used to seeing like on 20 meters, you might see a half a dozen signals on the waterfall. When you look at the whole band at one time, on 40 meters, you might see a dozen. All right. We put that horizontal loop up and went in there and turned on his Flex and hooked it all up. That scope was full of signals from top to bottom. There was not an empty spot anywhere on there on 20 meters. It's like hooking that antenna up, like walking in a room and flipping the light switch on. I saw everything that I had been missing for years when he hooked that thing up. That was a really good antenna, but it was huge. It was kind of like a rhombic with like a multi-directional, what I say, but it's a good antenna. I think you're going to like it a lot.
The problem I've had with the radio is it doesn't want to play well with digital stuff, and that learning curve's on my end. However, I will say this, the literature is not real plain in it. I played around with it for a while, and I couldn't get it to do anything, so I got the manual to Bill in for IQ, and he studied on it for a couple of days and wrote me out a set of instructions on how to do it. And I came home, and I think the instructions ended up being like 7 pages from Bill, and it still didn't work. So I can't get FL Digi to work with it. I can't get a waterfall to work with it at all. It's good for what it is, and I'm tickled to death with it. And eventually I'll branch out into something else, but I'm happy with what I got right now.
Yeah, if they don't have IF out, then it's kind of hard to, you got to go into the board. Did those instructions include tapping the board for the IF?
I think there's something like 12 different jumpers and splitters, and it was a fun little test, and I've still never been able to get it to work.
Well, you're not the only one. I spent many hours trying to get those things to work too on different radios. It can be challenging, and it can be frustrating. Sometimes I just put it down and then come back a week or two later and move the ball a little bit further forward, but it's still not cross the finish line.
I really would like to play with Ritty some. There's a lot of different modes I would like to just practice around with, but, I can't get any of my digital things on the computer to shake hands properly with my radio, so they're having a big argument, and I'm the only one that's losing.
Have you ever tried, like, just putting it on a external sound card, like a signal link?
Several different things, and also did some internal things on my reef blaster that had been mentioned for me to make an attempt at. But like I said, nothing has worked, and I've kind of backed away from messing with it because it works great for the actual radio, and I can get the WSJT to work, which I'm not a real big digital guy anyway, but with the lack of sunspots and the poor propagation we've had for the last 2 years, at least it kept me on the air some.
Yeah, those WSJT protocols are good for that. That one's got AM too, AM 25 watts. Have you played around with that any?
Not. Don't be giving me any other ideas going on right now. I have enough hobbies and enough chores that are on my to-do list, and I don't need to be playing around with something else and it absorbing all my time. You don't want KN4LBO coming by and giving you a visit.
Well, I just noticed that. I was looking at it on Universal Radio, and I saw that 25 watts of AM. Down on 80 meters, there's a section down there in 8.3 area, or 3.8 area, that they do AM only. That's a good group of guys to get in with to do an AM. They kind of operate different. They key up, and they stay keyed up for half an hour. And then they'll pass the key on to the next person and stay keyed up for a half hour apiece. When they key up, they stay keyed up for a while.
Trying to polish up my CW. I've been working on that for a while, but unfortunately, I've been dragging my heels quite a bit, and that's something I really need to get polished. So that's probably my next most important thing. I really would like to get that down.
Well, I know you'll enjoy that. That's very rewarding because of the time that you spend. You spend a lot of time getting good at that, and you got to stay on top of it. It's like math. If you don't use it, you lose it. But I know you'll enjoy that. Well, anyway, I heard you in there. I hadn't talked to you in a while, so I just thought I'd see how you're holding up during this shelter-in-place order that we got on us. That's going to be here in 31 minutes. Anyway, good talking to you, Tom. Take care. Stay safe.
Talking to you, too. I just thought that was very ironic. I was looking at one of your emails and heard somebody on this morning, and I went, I'm going to call Dave. And then I just didn't get around to it. I got doing other things all day, and then here you go and call me on the radio. But it was great talking to you. I hope you and yours stay safe, and don't get too much cabin fever with this going on. 73, and you guys be safe, be careful, and I'll talk to you later. Kilo Z for Mike.
All right, catch you later, Tom. KZ4M, W4DJ, W clear.
AC4Q.
KZ4GTM, KZ4IOS. You listen, Dean?